Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into what I like to call the 10 hotspots in state and local government contracting for 2025. Now, let's be real. Understanding the dynamics of government contracting might sound like a boring lecture, but trust me, there's a whirlwind of activity that's more exciting than it seems. At times, cert chime sound for emphasis. We're going to explore everything from enhancing disaster preparedness to the rapid acceleration of AI technologies. And it all ties back to some wild changes we've seen recently, particularly with the shift in administration.
Oh wow, that sounds intense. What do you mean by funding freeze exactly? Like, is it just a pause on the money? Or is it more complicated than that?
Great question. So in one instance, Pennsylvania faced a federal funding freeze that affected a whopping $2.1 billion. Imagine trying to build a new school for the kids, and then, boom, the money's pulled. The state went ahead and successfully challenged that freeze in court, which is pretty wild. It really shows how governments can adapt in these crazy circumstances. Chuckles. Almost like a game of chess where you're trying to outsmart your opponent, right?
That's surprisingly relatable. It's like trying to navigate through a maze where the walls keep moving. Speaking of navigating, does the market for state and local government contracting really, like, actually have so many opportunities?
Absolutely. The market has ballooned to around $2 trillion. That's trillion, with an asterisk T. There are around 500,000 competitive opportunities each year, across sectors like technology, construction, and professional services. Like technology, for instance, there's been a significant push for AI advancements, which we'll touch on in a minute.
Whoa, 500,000 opportunities? Wait, what kind of technology do you think is driving this AI expansion? Is it just robots or, like software too?
Great follow-up. It's actually a mix of both. Governments are looking to implement AI for everything from data analysis to enhancing operational efficiency. Imagine using a system that helps predict infrastructure needs before they become problems. It's like having a crystal ball. But yes, with any major implementation, there are concerns regarding security and effectiveness, like ensuring that technology doesn't outpace regulations.
Right, that makes sense. But are there other hotspots beyond AI? You mentioned some earlier.
Absolutely. There are quite a few more, and they're really fascinating. For example, one hotspot is enhancing disaster preparedness. After events like hurricanes and wildfires, there's been increased emphasis on building resilience, essentially preparing in advance rather than reacting after the fact. Think of it like buying home insurance. You hope you never need it, but if a storm comes, you're really glad you have it.
Oh wow, I never thought of it that way. So it's really about being proactive. I guess the having an umbrella analogy fits there too, but I'm curious, what else should we expect in terms of community needs?
Glad you asked. There's providing comprehensive community support, which is actually seeing a rise due to economic pressures. State and local governments are ramping up investments in essential social services. It's like, if you've ever been part of a tight-knit community, you know that when someone struggles, everyone bands together. This is that at a larger scale.
Oh, that's so heartwarming. I imagine that has a huge impact on the people living in those communities. But wait, with all these demands, is it tough for governments to manage their finances?
Definitely. We have navigating financial currents as another critical hotspot. Governments are utilizing strategic financial management practices to stay stable in the face of rising costs. It's like going on a road trip without knowing gas prices might spike halfway through. Gotta keep your financial tank full while being mindful of the budget. Laughs.
Haha, that's such a visual. But one last thing, since you mentioned fire detection and control earlier, what's driving that?
Ah, yes. Advancing fire detection and control is directly responding to the increased wildfire risks, particularly on the West Coast. There's a growing investment in fire prevention technologies, And this is more crucial than ever as natural disasters become more frequent. Remember, just like you wouldn't wait until the house is on fire to check the smoke detectors, proactive measures can make a world of difference.
Wow, that's super informative. It's like peeling back layers of an onion. It's clear that there's a lot going on in government contracting. Thank you for diving into these hotspots today. This was fascinating.
My pleasure. Keep your curiosity alive. There's so much to learn about how government works, especially with upcoming changes.